Next up on the High Velocity Radio Show, it is my personal pleasure to introduce a gentleman that represents himself as an encouragement speaker. So I'm very interested to hear more about that. Please welcome to the show, Derek Hayes. Welcome to the show, Derek.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Like I tell each and every person that ever listens to me, every day is great in the Peach State.
Well, speaking of the Peach State, you came from a little, quite a ways yonder. Where did you come from this morning?
Oh, this morning I came from Columbus, Georgia, well, southwest, about 90 miles out.
God bless you. God bless you. All
right. So what in the world is an encouragement speaker? What do you do? How do you pay the rent, man?
I pay the rent a lot of different ways. I work at night. I'm a licensed juvenile corrections officer. I write books. I speak when I'm hired. I have a motivational service called Motivation to Your Mobile. I sell Derek now.
Wait a minute, I got to stop you right there. The list is too long. I want this Motivation to Your Mobile. Tell me about Motivation to Your Mobile.
Motivation to Your Mobile, it started out as a daily quote service on Facebook because I do a quote on Facebook called The Daily Derek. And daily means dream and inspire the life in you. So every day I give out a free quote, and then I just challenge myself. I say, where can I take this, the next level? Where can I go with this? And so I just thought to myself, motivation, that's what I do, to your mobile, because there's 5 billion cell phone users, there's 1 billion internet users. So I just thought about a name, and I said, motivationtoyourmobile.com. That sounds good. Let me go with it. Then I developed a process. I teamed up with a company out of Denver, Colorado, Mobilize Us. So every subscriber that signs up for the service, each weekday morning, they get a positive quote right to their cell phone.
Does that come as a text or an email or
comes
both?
Comes as a text.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Gosh, you know, I mean, we talked about the recession with our last guests, and I mean, it's been tough times the last couple of years. I mean, I think everybody kind of needs this kind of thing. I mean, how are people responsive to the message that you're sending out to?
Oh, they're real responsive. Like the one in front of you, that's a Derek Nim. That's a Derek Nim.
Derek Nim.
It's an acronym with a touch of Derek, where words are encouragement messages.
An acronym with a touch of Derek. I like it.
And you did one for Todd, and you framed it. You guys can't see this, you listeners out there, but we're going to get some video of this later on, and we'll show it to you. Tell us about it, Todd.
Well, this is a Derek Nim, right?
I'm
saying
Derek
that right.
Nim.
So it's taken my name, the TODD, and it says Todd, and it says through optimism developed daily. So that's really cool. Well,
right.
Thank you, Derek.
I learned a few years ago that it's better to give and not expect to receive, because when you give, you will receive. And so I just give, and it opens doors for me. I'm here in Atlanta. You know, I just say, hey, let me give. And I brought one for all the guests, brought one for the host.
Yeah, well, let me read mine.
Yeah, Stone, you can read yours. Mine's
better,
though. Let's
see if I can remember how it starts. S-T. Yeah, here we go. seek to open new excellence. That's my Stone one. I got mine framed, too.
Boy, if you knew Stone, you would realize how profound that really is. So thank you, Derek. That's really cool.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
I want to hear more about the speaking business, because I think a lot of us aspire. I mean, how cool is that to make a living motivating people? So you stand up in front of groups, and you give them these motivational messages. You know, that's got to be a little bit, surely it's fun and rewarding, but isn't it a little bit scary to be in front of all those people?
It's not scary. Now it's not scary. In the beginning, it was something I never even thought about doing, but I was challenged. Me and a friend were challenged. We wanted to do business with the National Urban League. We're graduates of Tennessee State University.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm great. Oprah Winfrey is an alumnus of Tennessee State University.
Is
so
she really?
If we only have one, why not have the best?
So you're going to have your own
why
network.
Why not have a billionaire that has their own network?
So one day we'll have the Derek Network, the DWN.
Are your school colors better than orange?
They're great. They're red, white, and blue.
Oh, well, see, come on. That's what I'm talking about. Come on.
Yeah, red for using your head. Blue, because it's all about you.
The guy, he's a rhyming pro, yeah?
I got to tell you, I'm afraid to say anything because you'll come up with something profound.
But turn into a
but it started off. It started off as a challenge, and we realized that this was a great way to market our business. And so we're known as a dynamic duo. And we just started with programs to teach youth about entrepreneurship and how to turn their knowledge or how to turn their expertise or just how to turn something they like to do into something they love to do and let them know that they can make money having fun.
But isn't that the truth, though? I mean, I feel like you spend a typical day just watching the world. I mean, so many people are miserable and unhappy. You can enjoy yourself and be profitable at it. I mean, I feel like there's still so many people out there that just don't seem to believe in that.
Most definitely. If you look at the word history, inside the word history is the word high and the word story. In order to make history, you got to say hi to your story. And things will happen for you if you just try. You know, it's something that everyone has something in them, but you have to tap into it. You know, the world is on the outside. The gifts that God gave you is on the inside. So if you just reach in, just use a little bit of your talent. Just put it forward. Great things will happen for you. You won't always fall down. But even if you fall down, guess what? You can get up.
Well, that's part of your story, though. And that can motivate you to do bigger and better things, too.
Now, are you writing about all this stuff, too? I thought you mentioned books earlier. Are you currently writing books, or you've already published some? Or what's the story on that?
I write every day. Well, I'm writing quotes or writing books. I have a book on Amazon called Grow the F Up. It's not the negative sense. But
grow, it's grow the F Up.
Grow the F Up.
I was going through a process, so I just took the word forgive, and I turned the word forgive into a positive way to grow the F Up. Because after each chapter, you get a letter.
I want that
on a
shirt.
The word forgive.
Well, see, I'm saying that to Stone every day, though. It's a different context.
Yeah, that's not Todd invented that. He tells me that every day. That's not yours. You stole it from Todd.
And my upcoming book, which I should release by this summer, is called One Word Is All It Takes, because you could take one word, and you can speak life into that word. You can inspire that word, activate that word, keep that word, so one day you can live that word. So one word is all it takes.
You mentioned a few minutes ago something that I want to get into about giving. Is a big part of what can make for a joyous life. And I just get the sense that where you thrive and where you grow your market and how you build a fan base is just this continuous belief in just giving and helping others. I mean, that's a big piece of how Stone and I go to market, and I'd love for you to speak a little more about that and the power behind that.
The power of giving?
Yes.
Giving, it's incredible. It was a few years ago, I left my job, and then I went back, you know, a few years later. But what happened was I had all these contracts on the table, and the bottom fell out. I lost all my contracts. I was broke. I was sitting at home, and they kept talking about the recession, and they said no one has any money. And then my dad came to visit me, and my dad looked at me like I was crazy. He said, "Son, I'm not broke." And then I looked at my wife, and she said, "I'm your wife, and guess what? I'm not broke." So as long as your nucleus around you is not broke, you don't have to keep worrying about what's happening on the news or what's happening in society, because that's of the world, but it's not your world. So I had to really look at it, and I said, "Man, let me just start giving what I'm best at." I said, "I'm not gonna worry about what I don't have, but what I do have is Derek Nims, and these Derek Nims are gonna open these doors, and I'm gonna keep going." And so I started finding out about services like HelpAReporterOut.com, ReporterConnection.com, PitchRate.com, BloggerLinkUp.com. So I started learning these techniques to get interviews, whether it was in the media, whether it was to get blogged, whether it's going to help me be a contributing author. So I started finding all these social media techniques, and I started using them, and people thought I was crazy. I said, "Man, I'm about to be on this show. How'd you do it?" I said, these same tips that I'm trying to let you know about, and I keep telling them, these things work. And so what I did was I started giving the Derek Nims, it's an e-book that I wrote called Put It in the Bag. And Put It in the Bag is about marketing your business, your organization, your ministry, your ideas. Whatever you have, you can market yourself through gift bag requests all over the world in meetings, conferences, events. And guess what? You can do it for free.
Well, we found you on Help a Reporter Out, right?
Help a Reporter
Out.
I put in an opportunity, and hey.
Well, I love how this guy can turn a phrase. I mean, the next time we're wrestling with a marketing concept and we understand the business piece of it, and then we want to make it kind of sexy, I think we got to ring up Derek, don't you?
Oh, I don't think there's a phrase you couldn't come up with some deeper meaning to.
Hey, like I say, your name is my game. I mean, without you, I'm doo-doo. That's what I say. It's the truth. I need you in my life.
I mean, Stone, both of you and I just got to grow the F up. I mean,
that's right.
You know, I was thinking, I'm be honest with you, I was thinking, I was driving down the street. I said, "You know what would be a cool clothing line? Todd Stone."
Todd Stone.
Why is he coming first? I don't like that.
Hey, it don't matter.
Why is he getting top billing?
What you want, Stone Todd? They be thinking, "Man, is he high?" So you want Todd Stone.
Todd Stone's not a bad name. I like it.
So you got any cool
if they have Sean John, why not Todd Stone?
Sean John? That's true. And Todd Stone.
Making millions.
Yeah, he is.
Can you rap, Todd? I mean, we could probably fold that into it.
No, don't rap. Don't rap.
No. You don't want me to rap.
So you got any events coming up, speaking engagements, big projects? What are you working on these days?
Well, currently what I'm doing is I'm doing a lot of interviews, and I'm promoting a new website for the listeners, everyone out here in high velocity blog land. I have a website called Listener Appreciation. And what that is all about is it's a bundle of all my services. Like you can get my Derek Nims, you can get a yearly subscription to Motivation to Your Mobile. You can get my ebook, Put It in the Bag. I have another ebook called Raise Money in the Recession, where I had 4 weeks to raise over $1,000 to go speak in Chicago at a national event. I have a poem that you can download. The women love it. It's called Crisis.
Now you're talking. It's almost Valentine's Day. We got to tap into this stuff, guys.
Then I have another poem that you can download in Frank called Conversation with Encouragement. And it's like God woke me out of my sleep, and he said, you're going to write this poem. I said, God, I'm trying to go to sleep. He said, oh, you're going to write this poem. If you don't write this poem, you're not going back to sleep. So I got up and wrote the poem. Then I went back to sleep.
Derek, I got to believe you must spend a little time in the pulpit, too, huh?
In the pulpit? Ooh, not me, but, hey, they say I should.
I tell you what, Creflo Dollar can't hold a candle to you, man.
Hey, I need them Creflo dollars.
Well, listen, before we let you go, let's make sure that our listeners know how to get in touch with you and learn more about all these services. What's the best way for them to reach out?
The best way, my website is DerrickHayes.com. That's DerrickHayes.com. If you want to take advantage of all these bundled services, the Derek Nim way, go to ListenerAppreciation.com. I'm on Twitter, Encouragement, the number 4, the letter U. YouTube, Encouragement, the number 4, the letter U. I'm on Facebook, Derrick Hayes, and then my fan page is Get a Woe, which is GETAWOE. Woe means word of encouragement, because one time I was down and out, and people said, woe is me. I said, no, woe is not me anymore, because woe now means word of encouragement. So I tell people, just like Todd, just like Stone, before you leave work, before you end this radio show, give someone a woe, which means get them a word of encouragement. And if you need to call me, 706-615-1662.
Okay, let me do mine.
Okay.
Patrick, despite your education, you have a chance to do a lot of wonderful things in this life. Okay. How's
that?
Okay.
Oh, that was your woe.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, I was trying to build them up. Let them know it's still possible.
I feel better about myself right now.
Yes.
Todd's still in training. We're still polishing his technique a little bit.
But that's the beautiful thing about the word building, because you have you and I right there together. Teamwork to make the dream work.
The guy's amazing. Derek, it has been an absolute delight having you on the show. I hope you'll be willing to drive up from Columbus again sometime and visit with us and share some new stories and some new words and phrases. And I have a feeling you're going to be well equipped to do that.
Yeah, any time to come hang out with the Mike and Michael Business Radio.
Oh,
ooh,
we're using that.
We are recording this, right?
We're still on that.
Yeah, we are definitely still in that.
That slide out of that.